Hi, this is Maria from FrancigenaWays.com. The Via Francigena in 15 interesting facts. The Via Francigena Trail might not be as well known as the Camino de Santiago, but it has been a path taken by pilgrims across Europe for centuries. In today's podcast, we explain the Via Francigena, the Camino to Rome, in 15 interesting and simple facts. 1. The Via Francigena covers 1,900 kilometers from Canterbury to Rome. 2. It is one of the many routes taken by European pilgrims on their way to Rome since the Middle Ages. 3. The Via Francigena or Camino to Rome crosses 4 European countries, the UK, France, Switzerland and Italy, and crosses areas of spectacular beauty and historic interest. 4. Sigeric the Serious, Archbishop of Canterbury, walked the route to Rome and recorded his travels in a journal in the 10th century. This can be considered the first ever Via Francigena guidebook, and the route today follows this trail as much as possible. 5. Slightly different variations have emerged in sections of the Via Francigena route to avoid bigger roads or areas not suitable for walking or cycling. Some guidebooks will indicate both itineraries so walkers and cyclists can choose which one to follow. 6. It is pronounced Francigena, but to make it easier, you can also call it the Camino to Rome. 7. The Via Francigena route is a Council of Europe European cultural itinerary since 1994 and a major cultural route since 2004. 8. Once in Rome, you can request your testimonium, the certificate of pilgrimage to Rome. 9. It is not very clear how many people walk or cycle parts of the Via Francigena each year, but it was estimated there were 2,500 in 2012, compared to over 240,000 who reached Santiago de Compostela in 2014, for instance. 10. The Via Francigena is still very much at a development stage in terms of way markings, for instance. Those will vary greatly depending on the countries and regions. It is important to have a good guidebook or route notes and maps with you. 11. Markings are not as common or uniform as those on the Camino. You could encounter the Francigena pilgrim, the red and white stripes, and GR marking, or both combined. 12. Waymarks become more frequent in Italy, and particularly as you get closer to Rome. 13. Accommodation, particularly in rural areas, can be limited. 14. It will take approximately 3 months to walk the full length of the Via Francigena, the Camino to Rome, all the way from Canterbury, and it should take a month and a half to cycle the route. 15. Many Francigena pilgrims choose to do separate sections at the time, for instance 1 or 2 weeks. Some of the most popular sections are Section 9, walking across the Alps to the St. Bernard's Pass, Section 14, walking in Tuscany, and Section 16, walking into Rome. For more information about cycling or walking the Via Francigena or to book your Camino to Rome, contact our travel specialists at francigenaways.com.